It's the 30-Day Solo Podcast Challenge. I'm David Hooper from BigPodcast.com. My job is to help you grow a big audience and help you spread your message, and we are going to do that via podcasting. This series of episodes is going to help you clarify your message. That's the number one thing you can do to attract and build a great audience. You will improve your delivery, and if that weren't enough, for you control freaks out there, you will feel the power of being in total control of your podcast. You will have the ultimate flexibility, releasing episodes when you want, changing things up when you want. Don't like something? Get rid of it. Bring something new in. You're going to build skills that translate elsewhere, speaking, email, any kind of sales process that you do. And I'm going to sneak all of this up on you. You just have to go through 30 days of this. It's super easy. I give you the question. You answer it while you're recording something, upload it, send it to me, let me listen to it. And by the end of this process, you're going to be so much better. You're going to be impressed. You're going to go back to day number one and say, man, I didn't see it coming, but Dave was right. I'm so much better than I was on day one. But to do that, you do need to start from day one. If you haven't done that, you haven't heard the intro episode, that's what I want you to do right now. That explains everything, the what and the why of what we're doing here. To get that, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. How are you listening to this right now? iPhone? Great. I got an iPhone button. Press it. Bam. You're going to get all these episodes. Android. Got an Android button. Press it. Bam. You're going to get all the episodes. RSS feed, if you're old school like that, I've got a button for you. Bigpodcast.com/subscribe has all of them. Previously, we talked about mistakes, the mistakes that your listeners are making. And if you are attached to your listeners like you should be having these conversations via social media, you should be doing them on the phone, in person, you're going to know these mistakes. You're going to see them again and again and again. And knowing these mistakes, knowing what your listeners are going through, when you can communicate that to them, that's basically what you're doing. You're saying, I know what you're going through. They're going to listen to you more. They're going to trust you more. If you got stuff, they're going to buy it. They're going to subscribe to your podcast. They're going to tell their friends about you. They're going to say, this guy gets me. You want to show your listeners that you understand them, and talking about the mistakes that they are making, that's a great way to do it. On this episode, we'll continue on that strategy. The focus of this episode is hurdles. What are the things that your listeners have to overcome to get where they need to be? Here's the question I want you to answer. What are the top three hurdles your listeners face, and how do you overcome them to have success? Here's why this is important. You want your listeners to have success. I mentioned on yesterday's episode, you want people to understand you. Once they know that you do understand them, the next step for you to walk them through is to having success with what you're talking about. You need them to do what you are talking about. That builds on itself. Have you ever seen a runner? Runs with ease. Why does he run with ease? Well, because he runs. I see a guy in the gym all the time doing back bends. It's amazing. I want to be able to do back bends like that, but I'm not going to be able to do those back bends unless I start working on them, and I've got to work on them at the level that I'm at. That's the hurdle. So let me give you an example. And as always, because this podcast is about podcasting and you're a podcaster wanting to get better at podcasting, here are three things that keep podcasters from doing solo podcasts. The first is fear. We don't like all the attention on us. That is what I've found when you break through all the excuses that people have about why they're not doing solo podcasts. That is reason number one. We do not want all the attention on us. But at the same time, as podcasters, we want all the attention on us. We want people to listen. And we resent when we have a co-host or interviewee who steals the show or upstages us. But there's something about having that interviewee, the co-host, maybe you're playing music, that's a security blanket. That allows us to go out there and be ourselves. It's much tougher for us to do it on our own. I completely get that. I did an interview podcast for 10 years before I did my first solo episode. But I want to take it back to that backbend example. One of the things that I know to be true, just like the backbend example I gave you, is that you get better at doing things the more you do them. The more you do solo episodes, and that's why I'm guiding you through this process for 30 days in a row, the better you will be. As I mentioned earlier, by the time you get to day 30, you'll go back and listen to day one. You won't believe how much you've improved, because improvement happens in increments. It doesn't just happen at once. Getting over the fear of you doing a solo podcast is my number one reason for doing this podcast, the 30-Day Solo Podcast Challenge. As I've talked about, yeah, it's helping you clarify your message. Yeah, it's helping you do these other things. But while we're doing all that other stuff together, you're getting over that fear. You're taking it one bite at a time, and you're seeing that this is possible for you. I'm not throwing all of this stuff out to you at once. We're taking it one piece at a time. This thing is building upon itself, and you're going to have these skills, and you're going to have these stories, and you're going to have this clarity, something you can communicate to your listeners by the time we get to the end of this. It's going to make this so much easier. And you're going to realize, yeah, the fear is gone or it's dissipated. I can work with it. And that's going to be your jump off point. The second hurdle that I see, it's reading. A lot of solo podcasters start out scripting everything. A lot of podcasters do that. And I get that too. I scripted my intros, my outros when I started my interview podcast. We had four sections. I had the ins, I had the outs, I had the questions. I had this thing all ready to go because I didn't know what I was going to do with dead air. You may feel the same way, and that's especially intense if it's just you. When you've got that security blanket of a co-host, of music, of a guest, you can always defer to them. They're taking a lot of that heavy lifting from you. But when it's just you and you're like, or you go silent, it's all on you, baby. And reading is fine. But you want it to sound natural. So if you are reading, I want you to get good at reading. If nothing else, you need to be able to read bios and intros for guests, news items, and other related podcasting things. Third hurdle, working from bullets. This is the next step after you get used to reading. That's how I'm doing this episode right now. I do most of my episodes from bullets. It helps me organize thoughts ahead of time, yet it gives me space to improvise. So if you want to get good at solo podcasting, you need to work on bullets. I'm going to go through those three hurdles again. We've got fear, which is understandable. But remember, this isn't live. You can record everything. You can listen to it. You can edit it. You can get it together. And if it still isn't where you want it to be, you don't have to release it. So there's no reason for you to be scared, not when it comes to the actual recording of your podcast. The second is reading. And again, we're recording everything. This isn't live. If you make a mistake, just start over again. Third, working from bullets. When you have those three skills, you can work with your fear, you can read, and you can work from bullets. You're going to be able to do a solo podcast. And speaking of bullets, your action step is to put together bullets for your next episode that you're going to record. I want you to grab a pen and paper. I want you to outline three things: the beginning of your episode, the middle, and the end. The intro, you're going to explain there are hurdles that your listeners face. You're going to warm them up to the idea, let them know they're not alone. You see these hurdles all the time. Then you're going to go into the hurdles. Another bullet point, the meat. Bullet one, hurdle one. Bullet two, hurdle two. Bullet three, hurdle three. Three things that are keeping your listeners from being all they can be with the information that you're giving them. The third element of this episode, that's going to be the wrap up, a bonus for the action step. I did that with a summary, a reminder that as you're going through these elements, you don't have to release anything. Just try it. Get in there. Mess with it. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't work for you, don't release it and try it again. Problem solved. Remember, stories are important. Add stories where you can within those bullet points. If you have also made these mistakes, let people know. That personal element through those personal stories, that's what's going to get listeners connected to you. And with a solo personality-driven podcast, people are not listening to you just for your information. They are also listening because of you. Not to put more pressure on you, but let's utilize you. And you can do that by telling stories to let people know that they are not alone, that you connect with them, that you understand them, you see the problems, and you've got a fix for those problems. Keep that outline short and tight. Don't overthink it. Hit record. Go for it. Upload it. If you want to, send it to me. Bigpodcast.com is the website. You can reach out to me there. That is it for this episode. Before you start those bullet points, before you hit record, I want you to do this. Go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss what's coming up. Again, if you haven't already heard the intro, the what and the why of this series, bigpodcast.com/subscribe is how to do that. While you are there, I've got a free podcast toolkit for you. I've got episode templates. I've got social media templates. I've got forms for you to fill out so you can legally use music in your podcast episodes. That is all at bigpodcast.com/subscribe. It is free to you. So go there right now before you forget, bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Subscribe, sign up for that free toolkit, and I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of the 30-Day Solo Podcast Challenge.